Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Wednesday, April 4th, 2018. We have 18 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have a small craft advisory for hazardous seas in effect until noon today, a small craft for winds in effect until noon today, and a small craft advisory for hazardous seas in effect through this afternoon. And then a gale watch kicks in Thursday morning through Thursday evening. Kind of indicative of a weather system that's moving in that we don't really quite know what's going to happen on shore, but out in the ocean, it's going to be kind of rocking and rolling out there, so to speak. So I'm going to talk with you a little bit about that in a minute and about one of my favoritest things, which is the Beaufort wind scale. It's such an interesting, really timeless, at this point, method of gauging the severity of the conditions by what you see happening around you. So it's sort of a cause and effect thing that really is quite effective. And mariners used it for generations until we got all the fancy pants equipment that we have now to handle, to assess all these factors in our marine environment. Mariners did it by simply looking around them, and I love that kind of approach to things. But we'll talk about that in just a minute. Let's start out with a look at our Columbia River ship schedule. We have 3 inbounders. We have 5 in the Astoria anchorage. We have 3 at Rice Island, a little bit upriver from Astoria, and 7 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the Orchid Express. She's arriving from Port Angeles, Washington, headed for Portland. Her cargo is refined petroleum, so she's a tanker, a liquid bulk carrier. She'll pass Astoria around 7:30 a.m., and you might see her in Portland by about 1:30 in the afternoon. The Naruto Strait is arriving from Japan, headed for Longview. She's a log ship. She'll be picking up logs for export. So eventually you'll see her heading downriver with lots of logs stacked on deck. She'll pass Astoria maybe around 8 a.m. You might see her in Longview about 3.5 hours later. The Castor Leader is arriving from Japan. She's a car carrier, so a very high-sided, blocky-looking ship. She's got Subarus on board. She's headed for Vancouver, and she'll pass Astoria around 9:30 this evening, and it'll take her about 6 hours to head up to the port of Vancouver. In the Astoria anchorage, we have the Daria Shanti heading upriver to Portland. She'll be leaving about maybe 8 p.m., and I think she might be a wheat ship, depending on, I think she is a bulk, of course she is a bulk carrier, probably, if she's out there in the anchorage. Occasionally, you'll see other vessels out there. Most of them are dry bulk carriers. Occasionally, you might see a different kind of a ship. We've seen car carrier vessels out there, but they're usually having some kind of mechanical problem or an issue that prevents them from moving. So that's an oddity. But most of those ships that you'll see sitting out there in the water, sitting very high in the water with lots of bottom paint showing, are dry bulk carriers coming in to pick up mineral cargoes or agricultural cargoes like corn, soy, or wheat. In our ships that are awaiting orders in the Astoria anchorage, we have the Denusa, the Trudos Sun, the Happy Clipper, and the Aegea Skippy. All 4 of those vessels are wheat carriers. We're having a lot of wheat ships in the river right now. And at the Rice Island anchorage, a little bit upriver from Astoria, 3 other vessels awaiting orders, the Georgis, the Star Mariella, and the Bright Gemini. All 3 of those are wheat ships, so lots and lots of grain heading to other countries from here, as is we're a huge, huge wheat portal here. Just lots and lots of wheat goes out of the breadbasket of the inland Pacific Northwest to Asia. A lot of it goes there. On our outbounders, we have the Azalea Galaxy. She's leaving Portland. I think she has refined petroleum on board. Leaving around 9 p.m., she'll pass Astoria around 3 outbound. The Pacific Constant is leaving Kalama with wheat on board at about 10 a.m., that would put her past Astoria about 3 p.m. The Cactus K leaving Longview with logs on board at about 2:30 p.m. That would put her past Astoria about 3.5, maybe 4 p.m., 3.5 hours later. Yeah. The Slavyanka is leaving Longview. I think logs on board there also, leaving around 12:30, maybe around 4 p.m. outbound. The Seti is leaving Portland. I think she came in with urea on board, which is an ingredient in fertilizer. She'll be leaving around 2:30 p.m. That would put her past Astoria maybe around 8:30 in the evening. The AOM Molina leaving Kalama with wheat on board, leaving around 3 p.m., maybe passing Astoria outbound around maybe 8 in the evening. And the Belle Island leaving Portland with potash on board, leaving the port of Portland around 10 p.m. About 6 hours later, she'll be passing Astoria outbound. Well, we have some interesting weather offshore, as in, may you live in interesting times. So not interesting for us to think about on land, kind of rough for people who are out in out on the ocean. So we've got these windy conditions. You might have heard Gordon McCraw talking about the weather models that they are using to try and figure out what's happening. There's some storms happening offshore, brewing and increasing in intensity, which how they spin and what their tracks end up being will determine how much we'll notice on land. But out at sea, ships are going to bear the brunt of this storm system. So first of all, I just wanted to say, why so uncertain? You know, we're always saying, well, those weather people, they don't know anything. Well, they actually do know a lot. They don't have a lot of data to work with. If, say, we were located, say, in the Midwest somewhere, we would have lots and lots. When storms were coming our way, they would be coming to us over land where there's lots of weather monitoring and assessing equipment. So they could say, well, a day ago it was blowing this hard 100 miles to the west of us. We can get an idea what's going to be happening here. But with the ocean being where most of our weather comes from, we don't have a whole lot of assessment. We have some satellite imagery. We have ships giving information about what's happening. But really, it's a lot of going on computer models to determine what happens. And that's why sometimes, you know, the weather forecast, they just don't know exactly what's going to happen. But they do know that weather systems are out there. So what's going to happen? I'm looking ahead at the Marine Weather Forecast, and it says now that Saturday and Sunday could get winds up to 40 knots and seas 26 feet on Saturday are in the forecast right now, 20 feet on Sunday. That would mean the Columbia River Bar would be on red status, and we won't see ships coming and going much at all until it calms down. So what's happening out there? Well, there's weather systems. From what I see from the alert that was sent out by the National Weather Service, they're saying a strong system, this is this morning, a strong system is expected to develop rapidly while moving across the Northeast Pacific on Friday, making landfall near Vancouver Island. This could rapidly develop a second equally strong low center precariously close to the Oregon and Washington coast. Now, they don't know whether this is going to come on land much, but they are saying gale force winds. So what does that mean? Well, that brings me to one of my favorite things, as I said, the Beaufort Wind Scale, developed in 1805 by Sir Francis Beaufort in the UK Royal Navy. They didn't have all the equipment that we have now, so he developed this scale that shows you that what the conditions that are happening around you can tell you how hard the wind's blowing and really how dangerous it is out there. So let's look at the Beaufort Wind Scale. You may have heard force 10 winds to describe really in heavy, impressive winds, and that is true. The Beaufort Wind Scale goes from 0 to 12. 0 is calm, 12 is hurricane. So here we have about 8 is a gale. What does that mean? Well, it means 34 to 40 knots, even above that, a strong gale we might see this weekend. What does that mean in terms of what you would see when you look out on the water? Well, one of the things that you see in gale force winds that you can see is this wonderful word, this term spindrift, which I just love. And I was looking it up because I love to look stuff up. You know what a researcher I am. And I found that there's a corollary to that, a Scottish word, spoondrift. You can just hear someone saying it in that wonderful accent. Spindrift refers to blowing the tops off waves. So there's a mist created in the air because the wind is blowing so hard that it's actually blowing the tops off the waves. That's spindrift. That's pretty serious conditions. So if you go to the weekend and go out to the beach to storm watch, and you see spray in the air being blown off the tops of the waves, that's gale force winds. You might see some spoondrift as well, as though that is sometimes referred to sand or snow blowing in heavy winds. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening. And if you do go out to the beach, please be careful. I know we love to storm watch, but be careful out there. Have a great day.